gets it over to Cox. She looks to penetrate into the defense. Gets it down low to Larman. Larman shot, no good. Hold down by Angoon, and Angoon with a fast break opportunity. It is Kylie Kukish missing the shot. The ball tapped around. Brought down by Sibley. Out to Mendenhall. Mendenhall shot, no good. Rebound by Jensen. An official stopped the action because the clock hadn't started yet. But all those plays were just free, I guess. 3 points. Nobody scored, so we're fine. 7:55. Now we're getting on the clock. Jensen with the ball over to Cox. Cox is looking to get it back to Jensen. Gets it instead over to Whitehead. Whitehead now double teams. He's going to take a couple of dribbles and is going to call a push on Angoon. Desiree Jamestown called for a foul. Jensen will take the ball out from under Angoon. Whitehead's pass up to the top of the key to Jensen. Good. Gets it over to Weber. Back over to Whitehead. Down to Larman. Larman shots up and good. About 10 feet on the baseline, Larman found the soft spot of the zone and was able to knock down that jumper. 48-11 now the score. Angoon over Skaggs. Left to go in the game. Lucas gets the ball over to James. Now back over to Lucas. Kylie Lucas now. Ball to James. Okay. The silver shot up. No good. Rebound to Skaggs. Jensen with a ball. We're not really looking to run. Jensen gets it in. Weber back out to Jensen. Over to the Whitehead. Whitehead's cross-court pass picked off by Kukish. Kylie Kukish with the ball on the right-hand side. Kukish gets it down low to Sibley. Sibley, I'm sorry. Sibley's shot up and good. I'm sorry. Sibley missed. But it was corralled by Silva, and Silva shot up and good. Right. Jensen with the ball now on the top of the team. And get it over to Cox. Gets it over to Cox. We got a 3-second fall, it looks like. Cox gags. It's going to be a turnover. Weber was camped out in the lane. They do that. Bring it out every 3 seconds. 6:22 left in the lane. 15-11 to score. Overskin. Kylie Cooper to the ball. She's going to kind of hang out there. Nobody's going to come under, but Cox finally does. Forces the action. And she launches up a shot now. She just does, misses it. Rebound. It looks like that's going to go off. It's filled up from Angoon, and it's Skaggs basketball. Weber off Jensen. Jensen brings the ball up into the forecourt, gets it over to Cox. Cox down to Al Weber. Al Weber's hook shot, no good, but a traveling violation called on her. She takes a dribble. She walks up that shot. Steps. A traveling violation. Ball back over to Angoon, and Kylie Kukish brings the ball up slowly for Angoon. Not looking to press the action. Look to take her time. But a steal by Skaggs. Cox steps in after the defense from Jensen. Jensen with a breakout. Shot up. No good by Jensen. Rebounded by Kukish. There's the scrum on the floor. And the ball taken down by Jamestown. Open to Sibley from Angoon. The ball back over to their point guard. Kukish launches up a 24-footer. No good. And that's going to fall harmlessly out of bounds. 50-11 the score. Angoon up over Skaggs. Just over 5 minutes to play the game. Jensen with the ball now. It's open to Cox on the left-hand side. She's got an open Larman. Larman shot up. No good, but she's fouled by Silva on the play. It looks like Mocha Larman's going to go to the line and shoot two for Skaggs. With 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play, 50-11 to score. Larman shoot two. First one up and good by Mocha. Second shot. Lady Rowell checks it. Your second shot, no good. Foul fights for the rebound, no good. It is into the Angoon forecourt now. Kylie Kukich has the ball. brings the ball into the lane, throws up a jump shot, no good. Rebound pulled out by Whitehead. Whitehead has the ball, gets it over to Jensen now. She's going to slowly work the ball off the court on the left-hand side. She wants to find somebody underneath. Gets it over to Rao. Rao looking to get it into the interior. Gets it down to Larman. Larman, double-teamed, over to Whitehead. Back out to Rao, over to Jensen. Jensen shot from the top of the key. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound fought for, pulled down by Kukish from Mangum. Kukish almost lost the ball out of bounds. Stays it inbound. Over to Silva. Silva gets the ball stolen from her. Larman ends up with it over to Rao. Whitehead back to Jensen. Jensen into the ball nicely now. Jensen looking to attack. On the right-hand side, kind of hands it off to Rao. Gets it back over to Cox. Top of the key. Now Cox is going to work it on the left-hand side of the court. Feeds the interior pass down to Whitehead. Whitehead shot up. No good. Gets her own rebound after it hits the floor. And passes back out to the outside. Skagway's going to reset. Jensen has the ball now. Gets it over to Rao. Rao looking to get the ball back over to Jensen. Gets it over to Jensen at the top of the key. Jensen has a look, but no, she doesn't take the shot. Passes it over to Rao. Unable to corral the pass is Rao, and the ball goes out of bounds. It will be Angoon ball. Angoon looking to bring their starters back in. A little bit more PT. 3:37 left to go. It is well of our score. Angoon up over Skagway. In conference action, pretty tough in this tournament this weekend. And shot up by Kylie Kukic and good. Kylie and Natasha Kukic both in the game, and it was Kylie Kukic this time. The 17-foot jump shot bringing the score to 15-12, 3:13 left to go. Skagway has the ball now into the forecourt. Cox is kind of stuck with the ball. Tries to get it back over to Jensen. We're going to have a backcourt violation. The ball was tipped into the backcourt by Angoon. Jensen grounded just before momentum carried her over into the backcourt. And thus we have that backcourt violation. Natasha Kukic now with the ball for Angoon. She's kind of hanging out at the top of the key with her dribble. Waiting for something to develop. Gets it into Elizabeth. And then out to Patricia O'Brien. Patricia O'Brien's jump shot from 18 is good. 54-12 now the score. Angoon over Skagway with 2:40 left to go in the game. Jensen works the ball up into the forecourt. Picks up her dribble. Looking for somebody open. Gets it over to Cox on the left-hand side. Cox now needs to get rid of it. The defense comes and picks her up. Jensen brings it into the middle. Gets it over to Rao. Rao tries to pass it back over to Jensen, but stepping into the passing lane, Kukic, Natasha Kukic, brings it the length of the court and lays it in for 2:56-12. Skagway's going to watch out. They can't telegraph those passes because Angoon's got quick hands and knows how to build into those passes. Steve. Pass over to Rao. Caught. Down to Whitehead. First shot blocked. Jensen there to Corral. Jensen's cross-court pass to Cox. Picked up. Cox shoots. Misses. Rebound pulled down by Patricia O'Brien. Angoon her. Not quite the length of the court, but she passes it up. Gets it over to Elizabeth O'Brien, and O'Brien lays it in for 2:58-12. Now the score. Angoon up over Skagway with just about 1:30 left to go in the game. Got the ball, works it into the interior to Whitehead. Passes back out to Cox. Cox's jump shot just no good. Rebound by Elizabeth O'Brien from Angoon. Over to Josh Kukic. Going to work the ball up over the half-court line. Passes over to Kylie Kukic. She doesn't throw up a three-pointer, but just about. And it's about 19.7 feet away from the hoop. But just on the line. Missed the shot. Rebound. Action. Going to be Angoon basketball. Oftentimes, when there's this big a lead late in the game, they let the clock run, but not today. Quick inbound play by Angoon and Elizabeth O'Brien, recipient of a terrific inbound pass, gets the ball up and knocks it down quickly. Skagway now has the ball in fourth court. Cox from Jensen. Back to Jensen. To Rao. Rao looking to get it back over to Jensen, but instead throws the ball away. Cook has stepped into that passing lane, as she is wont to do, brings it the length of the court, throws in a layup, fouled on the play. Will they count the bucket? No signal yet from the officials as to whether or not they're going to count the bucket. Nope, they will not count the bucket. They're going to call that one on the floor. And Dunn gets it in, and shot up and good by Taylor Jack. Score now 62-12. Vancouver over Skagway. With just under 30 seconds left to play, Jensen brings the ball up into the forecourt. It's going to launch up a 19-foot jumper. Just misses in and out of the rim. That thing was halfway down before it came back up. And Kukic gets the ball quickly up to O'Brien. Misses the layup. Scrum for the rebound. Brown was involved in that one. They does go out of bounds off of Angoon, and Skagway looks like they're going to have the last shot with just about 12 seconds to go in the game. So Capitals is going to work quickly up the court. Passes over to Rao. Rao tries to take a jump shot block, gets it back, throws up another shot, misses. And that's going to be all she wrote. Final score, 62-12. Angoon Eagles over the Skagway Panthers.